Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. You can, through your own attitudes, thoughts, actions, and endeavors, bring your life to the state of awareness, fulfillment, and happiness that you deeply desire versus the one you settle for, because we have a majority of people settling for a life that they truly don't want. They're miserable, they're unhappy. And we're saying that it is worth the push, the fight, the struggle, the discipline, the time, and the effort to pursue that which fulfills you than to endure the pain of suffering through what torments you. And we're not willing to admit it, but we know we can't lie to ourselves. We can't silence our hearts. And when we are in those reflective moments, especially if we are in a space where we cannot jump to the next distracting activity or the next keeping up with life activity, and we now have to face ourselves, then that hits like 1,000 pounds on our backs. Because carrying the regrets, carrying the undesired life is so heavy. And when we have not done anything that moves us closer, that is one of the greatest dangers. Because as you look down the road to wrap your head around what it will take and how far away from it you are, the ideal weight, the ideal financial position, the ideal family life, the ideal marriage, when you look at how far away you are, it becomes so overwhelming that you give up. So we are saying, analyze your life and start to take the steps to move it in the direction you want, because you're capable and it is possible. What is possible for one human being is possible for any human being. So today I want to talk about the truth of hard work. And it is this circumstances I was talking to a friend about yesterday, where this older guy that works with me, he much older now, work hard all his life, manually. Pushing, pulling, lifting, and now naturally that has started to take a toll on him. And I watch my grandmother do the same thing. I grew up in a farming community in rural Jamaica, West Indies, and everybody tilled the soil. It was agriculture that provide the means of our subsistence. And the entire community was laced with farmers who toil every single day of their lives just to put food on the table. And when you compare the level of hard work that they do to the level of work that the people who are at a decent level of finances or at a high level of finances, the work that they do, these farmers, these construction workers, these mechanics and masons and all these people, when you compare what they do compared to what those who have great financial means, it looks like a joke. So you just need to take a short, quick look at the whole concept of hard work that our society glorifies a lot to see that that's not be all and end all. Hard work, yes, but there's a way that since the advent of the internet, people only try to pick one thing and hold it up as the key. And people are so gullible, they run to it and think that, yes, this guy has a magic bullet, because our minds are so programmed to expect that there is this one thing that we can do, and everybody just want the easy way. So the easy way has been sold to us and served to us. And then as a result of that, people who have genuine ambitions and genuine goals and missions in life find themselves going around in a circle because of that weaker self, that impulsive nature in human beings that caused them to seek quick fixes. I heard Eric Thomas said once that people don't get rich by going to work. People get rich by putting people and systems to work. If you're working hard to get it done, you will not get very far. Let me say that again. It's unpopular. You will wonder what the devil I'm saying, but I'll clear it up. If you're working hard to get it done, you will not get very far, because you're effectively using your presence and exchanging your time and effort in direct portion for money. What you should be working hard to do is finding a way to not work so hard so you can make it happen instead of getting it done. What do I mean? You work your two jobs, you go hard, you bust your behind. You do that for 2 years, you save enough money, you find a rental property, and then you purchase that property. Now the income is coming in from that property and you're making it happen, meaning you're making revenue activities happen without you have to physically do it. You work hard, you save some money, you find a product, you package your skill, you build your site, you build your systems online, you put it out there, you buy some Facebook ad, Instagram ad, in organic marketing, whatever you do. You go to sleep. Tomorrow morning, you wake up. After you've built an audience and go through all the hoops and get yourself to noticed, you wake up tomorrow morning and there's money in your Stripe account. You work once and now you don't have to do it again. The systems that you have created and the people you put in place are making it happen for you. I'll just taper this off and let you go and reflect on this by yourself. Listen, guys. When you work hard, the hard work must have a huge element to it that is geared at working hard, of making that hard work be a tool to find a way to not work so hard, because it is not sustainable. And you're tied to every bit of return you get. So if you're sick, if you have an accident, anything happens, then your revenue flow shuts right up. It's a bad concept. It is proven over and over again to be the worst method of wealth building. Listen, guys, one more deeper look I'll just ask you to take. The guys who you look up to as you work your job, who make the big bucks in your job, $2 million a year, $5 million a year, $500,000 a year, $350,000 a year, $10 million a year, all these executives on higher level, these tech company employees who make a lot of money. What do you think they are doing with that money, the ones who are smart? They're finding ways to invest that money so that their money can be working for them. So they have busted their behind, gotten a skill, still working hard, but they're still seeking to find a way where they can get more income from the hard work that they do. They're working hard to find a way not to work so hard. They're hoping to get stock picks. They're hoping to buy Bitcoin and it blow up. Everybody's trying to get out of it. I'm telling you, don't buy into hard work for the rest of your life. Oh, I'm going to make it because I'm always working hard and I believe in hard work. I get it. I believe in hard work, but complete the statement. Make it a full build-out concept that you believe in hard work to build yourself and your skills and your resources to a level where you can quickly and as soon as possible not work so hard. Do not allow this corporate culture and these buzzwords to get you caught up into thinking that, oh, I'm working hard to get what I want. If it is only hard work that you are depending on to get what you want, and you don't have that intertwined and built in a full-on strategy, that hard work will fail you. It will fail you getting what you want, and it will cause you to fail your health and yourself. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.